Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia.
And now,
here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. OMG, we are so glad to have you all joining us here today for another phenomenal show. Yes. Listen, the official end of summer has come. Now people are getting back into the swing of things, back into schedules. I know that there are parents who are doing the happy dance because their children are back in school. Well, listen, we're glad to have you joining us here today after the holiday weekend and all that good stuff. And so, listen, let me tell you all about who we have joining us here today on the show. I'm telling you, you don't want to move. You don't want to go anywhere. So we're starting the top of the hour out with Kebra Moore, and I'm telling you what, OMG, this young lady will make you snatch away your excuses. That's right. Some people allow obstacles to stand in their way of success, while others are really challenged by and inspired by their challenges. So Kebra Moore is one of those people. She's a vocal talent, a classical operatic singer, and she's here today to chat it up. We're going to be talking about her new project, Under the Influence, and you're going to get to hear Never Let Him Go, the single. And so then we're going to roll into our second segment with Julia A. Royster. She's an author. She's a publisher. Listen, she says we all have some type of gift that has been given to us from God. Do you know what your gift is? Are you fully utilizing your gift? Are you developing your gift? Well, she has a brand new book out, her latest book out called The Gifted, and she wants to challenge you with some questions, give you some guidance in that fashion. So we're excited. We'll be talking to Julia A. Royster, The Gifted. And then we're going to wrap up, back by popular demand. I'm really excited to have this gentleman back on the show. Larry, they call him Lack Henderson, and he is known as the hip-hop educator. Yep, he's the CEO of Smart Music Entertainment. He's the creator of a new sound of hip-hop music that's been used as a tool for learning. His album, Lesson One, Hip-Hop and Education, hit Amazon's bestseller list and a bunch of other things. And so he's back to talk about new music that he has out, also a mini autobiography about Harriet Tubman, and a bunch more. So the third segment, we're going to be chatting it up with Larry Lack Henderson. All right. So let's move on in and chat about, again, our very first segment here. Again, I'm excited. If you've been on my Facebook, if you've been on my Twitter page, you have seen me posting about all of our guests and this dynamic young lady, Kebra Moore. And I'm just going to bring her on air right now. I'm bringing her up to the mic because I want you all to meet her and to hear from her. Her story. Hello, Kebra. Welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Hello. Thank you so much for allowing me to come on your show. I heard a lot of good things about you, and I'm very, very, very excited about being here.
Oh, that's a good thing. I like it when good things are out there about you.
That's right.
Thank you. Yeah. So let's chat about you. So certainly, I just shared a little bit, but I'd love to hear from your own words. How did music ministry and just the gift of music kind of bubble up and grow in you?
Well, I always sung as a little girl in the church choir and high school, and I majored in music at Claflin University, where I studied opera for 4.5 years. And then I pursued that, went to graduate school at the University of New Orleans, where I switched my major to jazz studies. So I've just been dibbling and dabbling in a lot of different genres. In 2007, I decided to give my life to Christ. I was already saved, but I rededicated my life back to Christ in 2007. Yeah. And I started back working on my ministry as far as writing songs, recording here and there. And that's basically how it came about. So I started studying my word more and going to church, singing on the praise team, singing in the choir, helping out with the youth department and everything. So I just been, when it came to my music, even now when I taught last year, I taught middle school and I taught choir, you know, and so music has always been my passion. Over the summertime, I worked at my church 2 days a week, and I had a choir over 80 students from kindergarten up to 10th grade. So that's just been a passion that I've just always had, something that God blessed me with.
Well, number one, you need an award for working with 7th graders. That is probably one of the most challenging age bracket, and there's just so much goes on, and that's a pivotal period. So kudos, because I know half the time they probably make you want to pull your hair out.
6th grade for me. It was the 6th graders. But, yes.
Oh, really?
For me it was the 6th graders, and you just have to have that heart and that patience. So I guess that's something that God gave me.
That's a gift. All right, so tell us, so if anyone has seen any of the graphics about the show, I know there's probably questions in their minds. Any more of your background story you want to share with the listeners?
Yes. In 1999, while I was in graduate school, during Christmas time, we was out on Christmas break. My husband was my fiancé, and my 14-month-old baby, we was traveling. My husband's in the military, so we were stationed in New Orleans, and where I was going to graduate school, and we were traveling from New Orleans to Camden, Arkansas for Christmas on Christmas Eve. Someone ran us off the road. A lot of things happened, and my truck actually skipped a ditch and hit a tree head on, and I instantly became paralyzed from my waist down. My paralysis was considered a T12 fracture, which means that my 12th vertebrae and my back was fractured. It wasn't severed, so my paralysis was considered incomplete. And so basically my ministry, my testimony is I sing from my wheelchair.
My God. And, you know, there's so many people who would have just said, you know what, God, I don't know why this happened. I'm just going to crawl under a rock and just disappear. But yet you're using it for ministry, and you're continuing your ministry with this going on in your life. So that's faith.
Yes, because I've came to the conclusion that either I'm going to go along with the world and do what God says, and for me to continue to do my ministry, or the world is going to pass me by. And I felt like, you know, I have a husband, I had a son a year after my car accident. And so I'm like, you know what, I have kids to raise, I have a husband, I have a life. I'm not going to let this paralysis stop me from doing the will of God.
So wait a minute, you got pregnant and had a baby while paralyzed.
A year after,
yeah.
If
people don't believe in God, I don't know how they can't.
Exactly.
With miracles like that.
Yes. Healthy baby, healthy.
Yes. God is faithful to us. He's faithful to us. So, wow. So this project, Under the Influence, tell us about the title, how you came up with that.
The title, how I came up with the title, is really crazy because when I did my first single, Beautiful, we knew that we started out with a single, and we really didn't have a title yet. And so one day we were stationed in California, and my husband came in the house, and he was like, he had this shirt on that says Under the Influence, and it said of the Holy Spirit. And I said, hey babe, I got a name of the album. He was like, what? And I said, Under the Influence. And he looked at me like, what you smoking, you know? And I was like, of the Holy Spirit. He was like, oh yeah, well, you got that from, like, your shirt. And then he looked at his shirt, he was like, that's good. And it just, and it's God just working mysterious ways, because it's actually 3 new songs on the EP, and the other songs were songs that I've written, actually two songs, another song, a song that I previously written years ago. And it just happened that those were the songs that God wanted me to put on, to re-put back on this album, and it just all fit together with the title of the album, You Under the Influence of the Holy Spirit. You no longer have to be conformed to what man say the world should be, or what society say you should look like, or what you should be, or how you should dress.
Yeah.
Because we're under the influence of the Holy Spirit. And that's what it is at the end of the day. We have to, it's not man-made rules, it's God's rule. Even though we have to follow the rules of the world, you know, because you still have to follow the leadership of the earthly world. But when it comes to our heaven and our Father in heaven, our dad, we have to be, we have to, you know, follow his word. We have to be under his will.
Yes, absolutely. And I like that analogy because under the influence, you know, we are influenced. What are we influenced by? And there's so many
mm-hmm.
things out in society, you know, reality TV and all that. And yet,
yes.
You know, no judge zone. Yeah, I watch it too sometimes. But there's so many things that we are influenced by, peer pressure, children, you know, getting back to school and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But even adults, you know, at work, peer pressure and all of that. But if you just think about it, who's your influence? Just think
mm-hmm.
about it. It's not spooky. It's not deep. It's not, as a friend of mine said, smoky. It's not spooky, smoky deep. You know, just
mm-mm.
who? What's your influence? I love that. I love it.
And people don't understand that how important it is to be under the will of God. For the past couple of months, my pastor at church been preaching on kingdom infrastructure. And some of the things
yeah.
that he teach about makes me think about my character, makes me want to be a better person, you know, makes me want to wake up and be like, okay, you know what? Well, I want to be better than the person that I was yesterday. I want to be able to be in God's will. I want to be able to, if I'm having a bad day, remember who I am in Christ, because at the end of the day, we're still human and we still conform to be in our flesh. But I wanted to be able to be that person that God want me to be. And when I did this CD, it's songs in there that's going to fit everybody of everybody's genre. It's stuff on there. You can dance, you can clean the house, you know,
all
talking
right.
about self-esteem, about being beautiful, about not letting the society conform you for who you are. God made you in his own perfect image. It talks about everything.
Wow, I love it, I love it. Listen, if you just tuned in, hey there, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but heard all across the World Wide Web, and we are here in one of our artist spotlight. We're chatting up with Kebra Moore, Kebra like Deborah. Visit KebraMoore.net to find out more information on all of that. Listen, you also were Miss Wheelchair of Mississippi. You won a competition.
Yes, I was the current title holder for the Miss Wheelchair America Corporation. And each state, about 30-something states, have a Miss Wheelchair for their state. And so I've been the first for the state of Mississippi since, I think, 1972. And so I was the title holder for 2013. And then once my reign had ended, I ended up being the state coordinator. So now what I do is I hold the pageants for girls that want to, you know, be the Miss Wheelchair for my state. And it's not like a typical beauty pageant. It's more so
uh-huh.
of a pageant of advocacy work. What can you do for your state that's going to make the state a more handicap-friendly place? Because a lot of times people just don't know. They don't
mm-hmm.
know the rules and regulations of the ADA, and a lot of businesses
mm-hmm.
don't know the rules and regulations of the ADA. So that's what I'm here for.
And there has definitely been a heightened awareness around ADA requirements and accommodations. So if you are someone that's listening, definitely check out your rights, you know, even from the financial services industry, you know, down to, you know, just general accessibility. There has definitely been a heightened awareness around ADA regulations
mm-hmm.
and all of that. So cool beans. So we're going to let listeners hear Never Let Him Go. Set up this single for us.
Never Let Him Go is Never Letting God Go. Who is that? Basically, it is Never Let Him Go. Never Let God Go. Let him,
yeah.
Let you know, you have to know who you are in Christ, and that's basically the song speaks for itself.
It speaks for itself. Very simple. Nothing that you have to figure out. Kebra, tell them how they can connect with you on social media.
You can connect to me on social media. I'm under Facebook, Kebra, K-E-B-R-A, Music, M-U-S-I-Q. So it's my name, Kebra, like Deborah, but instead of a D, a K, K-E-B-R-A, Music, M-U-S-I-Q. Or you can just go under Kebra Moore. Under my Twitter, Kebra_Moore. And my Instagram is Kebra Moore the Artist. And subscribe to my YouTube channel, which is Kebra Moore. You can see the video to Never Let Him Go. Matter of fact, Aspire TV, which is a product of currently GMC, now Up TV, they just actually sent the email today that they're picking up my video. And
awesome.
So I'm excited
we give
about
a round
that.
Of applause, listeners. Woo-hoo! That's awesome. Wow, may your ministry catch in the wind and just go everywhere that it needs to go. So it has been an honor, certainly, to interview you, and much more continued success for you. We're going to let listeners hear right now, never let him go. How can they pick up a copy? I know once they listen, they're going to want it. How can they get a copy?
I'm glad you asked. You can actually go to my website, KebraMoore.net, and we're actually running a promotion, which is a contest. You can click on, go to the website, KebraMoore.net, and go to the navigation tab that says contest for the rules and regulations. Anyone that download the EP, which is $5.94 on Google Play or iTunes, will be entered into a drawing. Once you purchase the EP, you can just send the email of your purchase receipt to the email that's on the website, and you'll be entered into a contest to win a free iPad Mini.
Whoa, iPad Mini on the line. I love it. I love a great marketing there. Well,
yes.
Thank you so much for making that available to our listeners, and we're, again, excited that we had a chance to just feature you on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. So let's go ahead and let them hear Never Let Him Go. Right now, Kebra Moore, don't you move.
Do you know the struggles I've been going through? No, you don't, yeah. Do you know things I had to sacrifice, get rid of some people in my life who use and abuse the things that we call love? I've been through the rain, I've been through the pain, but I've learned over and over again one thing for sure, I never let them go, cause I know
Kebra Moore. Deborah.net, Deborah like Deborah with a K. There you go. And make sure you download the EP and then send your receipt so that you can be entered in for the iPad Mini. You know the holidays are coming up. Listen, coming up in our next segment, we're excited. Our guest is hanging out in the virtual green room, Julia Royce. Yes, 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 is joining us. Listen, she says that deep down inside of all of us, there's something the whole world needs. And you might be saying, me? Inside of me? Yes, yes, yes. Everyone has something that they do that really comes naturally, and you don't even have to work at it. It's like breathing air. And so she has a new book out called The Gifted, and she wants to charge you, I'm telling you, about your gift. Help give you some direction. So listen, we're bringing Julia up to the mic after this very, very quick commercial break. Don't you go anywhere. You are listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Virtual book tours is one of the best ways to get your book noticed by potentially thousands of new readers. BAB Virtual Tours staff will walk you through the process of embarking on a virtual tour for your book, business, music, and or ministry, providing simple but yet effective strategies for getting your product and your message in front of thousands. Sign up for a free consultation, www.latboyd.com.
Are you starting a new business, releasing a CD, writing a new book? Consider Mitchell Productions for your web design services. Visit www.mitchell-productions.com for portfolio samples, specials, and package prices. Remember, a website is not a luxury item. It's a necessity. Check out mitchell-productions.com or find them at facebook.com/mitchellproductions.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right. Welcome back. Welcome back again to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We're moving right on into our second segment. I'm bringing my guest up to the mic. I know she's been hanging out, enjoying some virtual snacks in the virtual green room. Yes, Julia Royston, welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure.
You know what? It's an honor to have you on the show. Certainly, I met you in person last year, the ECMA, oh my goodness, gala, and so you were just so gracious, and so I'm glad we got an opportunity to chat about your new book and all that good stuff. So before I jump ahead, certainly I want listeners just to know a little bit about you. Go ahead and just share, you know, who is Julia?
Well, Julia Royston is a teacher, a singer, a songwriter, and an author. And she does a lot of different things, but she really enjoys empowering people to be all that they can be, to go to the next level. So whether it's reading my book, listening to me sing, or hearing me speak, or even having an opportunity to be coached by me, that's what I want people to get to the next level.
Wonderful. And so how do you juggle all of these gifts, pun intended? How do you juggle
it? I know.
It all?
I love it. Well, I mean, you know, I am multifaceted. I am multi-talented, and I do multitask as well.
Yeah.
But, you know, each day brings about a new priority, and being able to reprioritize my time and everything on a dime, I have to be able to do that. And I guess that's the reason why God gave me multiple gifts, because I can know when to pull back on this one and let this one go to the forefront. So it's about passion, being driven by passion and really what you love. So I think the more you're passionate about what you do and you really strive to do it well, even the more gifts that you'll get, because you can be trusted with God's many assignments.
Yeah, that's good. Trust is good. So you also established BK Royston Publishing Company. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes. Well, BK Royston Publishing was initially established for me, for my books. I've written approximately 14 books. So,
oh, my goodness!
Until, yeah, so it was established for me. And then somebody came to my table and they said, I want you to do the same thing that you've done for yourself and I want it done for me. I want you to publish my book. No, I don't want to learn the business. I don't want to do that. I want to pay you to do it. And so that's really how BK Royston Publishing was born, to take it to the next level. Now I have 12 authors. And so it was really established in 2008, but formally established in 2011, you know, where you register and everything with the state. So for the past 3 years, I have been publishing other people's books and establishing other authors and coaching and really seeing other people's desire and dream of birthing their books come to life. Who knew? But when I said yes to one, and then it's just been that type of effect. So God is good, and he's awesome how he works. The only thing I do tell anyone, that when the game comes to you, make sure that you research it and you make sure that you know all about it and really engulf yourself into that market, that industry, and basically I do that. I mean, I'm the book lady now, not just a singer, but I'm really kind of the book lady as well. So so I'm excited about that and really looking forward to what BK Royston can do to the next level.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Certainly not a novice, and so I wanted to make sure we shared that. So let's talk about your latest release, The Gifted. And so there are many questions that you kind of ask to set people up, to get them thinking, you know, about their gift, what is inside of them, are they utilizing their gift? Talk about really what you want people to do. Once they have The Gifted in their hand, what is it that you want them to do?
Well, I mean, we've been hearing, if you watch TV, televangelists, they've been talking about your purpose, your destiny.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes people need to start at ground zero. What are you passionate about? And what is your natural abilities God has given you? Because if you start looking at the larger picture, purpose, destiny, those are big words like, where am I going? Who am I going? What?
Right.
But inside of each of us, there is a gift God has given us, whether it's to draw. Mine is to sing. I learned about writing and publishing, but mine is to naturally sing. I started singing when I was like 4 or 5 years old. So that's a natural gift. I opened my mouth and it just went. So that became a passion of mine because it was something I did well. So really what I want people to look at is sometimes you ignore that thing that you do naturally and that you're passionate about, oh, it means nothing. But not only does it means something to God and it means something to someone else. And it means something to you, but even though if you minimize it, it can be profitable because the scripture says your gift make room for you and bringeth you before great men. So that gift, if you really develop it, if you harness it, if you fine-tune it, if you first off discover it, but if you develop it as it should, you have no idea where God can take you with your own natural gift. And some people say, oh, I just doodle. And they're making wonderful drawings. I can't do anything but stick people. But if you just take that harness, that natural ability, that natural gifting that you do that you don't even think about, there is amazing things that can happen and transform your whole life. Then you can discover how that gift can take you to purpose and then destiny. But if you just start with that natural passion that you have, there is no telling where it can take you and what it can develop you to, but also the blessing it can be for other people. There's somebody else who needs your gift. So your gift is just not for you, and it's to prosper you, yes, but it's also to bless and help someone else. Even if it means mentoring somebody else to serve. Maybe you say, I don't really want to profit from that gift. It's just something I do. Well, maybe someone else needs to be shown how and developed in their like gift. So if you draw well and somebody else does, if you show them some tips that can help develop them, that might be their whole livelihood. Graphics, drawing, artistry, painting, sculpture. I mean, there's an infinity amount of what can actually happen. But if you just start with, what is it down in me that I love to do and would do even if people didn't pay me? What is it? What is that
and
thing?
What you're
then that'll
good
be
at.
Purpose and lead you.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Exactly. I love that you
and
say,
I mean,
you know
I have a long story,
at?
But yeah, I love it. Yeah.
No, I love
what
that you
do?
Say, you know,
what
do
you love
you
doing?
At?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I, this is so awesome because I have a post on Facebook that's actually not even on Facebook yet. It is scheduled to hit my Facebook September 5th at 6 p.m. And
okay.
it's from the late, great Stephen Covey and his book, The Eighth Habit, From Effectiveness to Greatness. And he says, people simply feel better about themselves when they're good at something. And you know, that's
yes.
what you're saying. That's what you're saying.
Well, when I was younger, you know, you just have to imagine, you know, a heavy girl. I had round glasses. I had a lisp when I was six. I had, you know, feet that didn't do – I mean, you know, just had a multiplicity of things that just like, you know, I needed a, you know, I needed a lot of work. But when I got up to sing, boom, my whole world opened up like, oh, this is my thing. This is why I'm here. This is, oh, wow. And not only did I recognize it, my family did and my whole church did. And so I was like, oh, okay, whew, I finally do something well. I can do something that's good. Okay. So it was really a personal thing for me, too, as well. And so it was just, you know, helping others. If I discovered my gift, to really look at others to say, if you discover it, it'll change and transform your entire life. What are you good at?
Yeah, what are you good at? And this is for women, for men, for adults,
oh,
for
anybody.
Teenagers. Yeah,
teenagers,
anybody.
Definitely. And definitely for teenagers. Adults, and yes, we need it too, but teenagers, you know, that poor self-image and that belittling and the teasing that goes on in the teenage years are so traumatic and, you know, finding your body and fitting into your body and body image and all that. But if you find that thing that you're good at, oh, wow, there's nothing that can do you. Nothing, nobody can stop you.
Nobody can stop you. Oh, my goodness. Can you tell listeners how they could get a hold of The Gifted?
Well, it's on Amazon, so Amazon.com. And you can also go to my website, which I have too, JuliaRoyston.net, and then also BKRoystonPublishing.com. So there's three outlets right there, and it is in Kindle format, so you can download it in Amazon and Kindle or paperback, and they'll ship it out to you. Or you can go to my website, and I'll get it to you as well. Be happy to.
There you have it. Very simple, very easy connection points. And so I know that we have a lot of aspiring authors that listen to the show and will say, well, how can I work with Julia? What's the process for them to get started?
Well, you can go to bkroystonpublishing.com, that website, and there is a free, I'm giving you a free getting started guide. So when you sign up, there is, as soon as you open it up, there on the right-hand side, there's a form you fill out, and you can download a Getting Started Guide. So whether you're kind of in the middle of the process, haven't started the process, that's a Getting Started Guide. And then on inside the Getting Started Guide, I give you information on how to contact me via email, call, or you can just fill out the information right there, and we'll be happy to contact you. BKRoystonPublishing.com.
And again, listeners, The Gifted, it is available in Kindle. I have some faithful listeners who always tweet that or text me that. Yes, it is available. I want to reiterate that it is available in Kindle. Matter of fact, it's a really good price right now. I'm on Amazon.com right now. It's at a really good price, so you definitely need to check out The Gifted by Julia A. Royston right now if you're using Kindle, definitely. All right, so let's switch over. I want to talk a little bit about your music ministry and what do you have coming up, what you're working on in that area?
Well, what I'm working on musically, which is kind of goes along with the book, which is two things. One, I have written a book called Marianne the Librarian. Career-wise, I've been a librarian for 30 years in addition to a teacher.
Wow.
So I'm kind of doing a dedication, and no offense to anyone, but Marianne the Librarian is a librarian of color. And so it's a book, and it's got music with it. So that's what's kind of on the horizon next. And then that's kind of for the children to try to get a love and a hunger for books and reading. That's going to kind of be one of my mascots for BKRoystonPublishing.com. And I'm just finishing up in the preparation stage for a Christmas anthology. And amazingly enough, all the writers who come from all over the country wrote family, romance, love stories. And there's it's just amazing how that works, how God works that out. But anyway, and I've written a song. So the title of the book, The Miracle of Love at Christmas, is the book. And it comes out October 1st. And I have written a song. God gave me a song, A Miracle at Christmas. So that's going to have a single and a book with it. So that's kind of what's on the horizon. The children's area, I'm really working on that. And Christmas.
Oh, my God. Okay, so the anthology. So that is full. You have all the authors. No more openings for that.
I have all the authors. No, I'm shut that down because I'm gone to graphics, so I'm ready to get the cover. I've had people say, you know. I'm like, you know, I've been posting that for almost 3 to 4 months. I'm like, next time. So I did a mother's anthology, and then it always happens. I have to make you jealous and hungry to make sure that you get in on the next time. But this one is a Christmas anthology. I'm really excited about it because it really talks about love, and I just realized love is running through the whole theme of the book, whether it's, you know, romance love or family love and, you know, just the whole nine yards. So I love that. And then when I had the song, so I'm headed into the studio October 1st, we'll get that all done and it'll be all finished. So I'm excited about that.
Oh, that is so awesome. So
the
anthology, now explain to listeners, some may not know what that is, so number one, explain what that is and then how you think that's perhaps a good idea for someone who's trying to get their feet wet or they want to be an author and maybe this may be a good entryway
exactly.
for them.
Exactly. Most definitely. And that's primarily what the reason why I even went to anthologies because I have authors who come to me and say, you know, I want to write, but I don't really think I have enough for a whole book. An anthology is a collection of similar on a topic of some sort. It doesn't necessarily have to be all the same format. Some are all the same format. Mm-hmm. But I opened it up that if you wanted poetry or prose, short fiction, nonfiction, however you wanted to do it. I just had it on Mother's Anthology, talking about mothers, whether alive or deceased, or Christmas, just how you feel at Christmas, and that's what came about. It is a great benefit for authors because I basically kind of take you through the publishing process. This time for both anthologies, it was free to submit. Most anthologies, their publishers charge to be a part of it. Now, the only thing I ask is that, you know, at cost, that the authors, you know, buy a few copies and they can sell them at their own price. So basically it was a win-win. But I take you through the process of editing and returning your changes in a particular time, walking you through. Now, all of my authors, this is something I did, and most publishing houses do not do this, they allow each author to keep the rights of their works. So in addition to having your work in my anthology, if you want to take that same work and put it in something else or develop into a full book, you can do that. So I know I'm an author, so I'm serious about not infringing on anybody's works. So I didn't want to limit anyone. So the only rights I have is to print and distribute the work. But you still hold all rights to your works. So that was really important to me. So that really kind of walked you through the publishing process without, the major fee that goes along with it. You can kind of see, like, I think I'm about ready, or I think I'm ready, or, oh, okay, so that's what's next. So I basically email the authors. Okay, this is where the phase we're in. We're in the layout phase. We're in the graphics phase where we're looking for the cover. And then, you know, part of that is, and the benefit for the publishing company, of course, is that it will have more people promoting besides me. But the benefit for you is that you're a published author without a lot of the added expense because now it's six of us promoting instead of me or just the publishing company and our team promoting. You know what I'm saying? So it's a win-win for everyone. So if you see one, if I come up with the anthology for 2015, follow me, sign up on my website, bkroystonpublishing.com, so that you can get the notices or follow me on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm everywhere. So just follow
and
me.
We have
and you'll
tagged
be able to
in Twitter and Facebook and all that good stuff,
Yes,
too.
We have retweeted. We have done it all. So it's been a beautiful thing social media-wise. It really has.
I love it. Well, kudos to you for that, because I have seen several anthologies come across my desk, if you will, virtual desk, and they all definitely had investment, monetary investment. So kudos that there is still monetary investment, but you took that load yourself versus putting it perhaps on a new office. So many, we certainly wish many more returns on that investment for you and for your company.
Thank you.
All right. Oh, boy, our time is up. But one more time, tell listeners how they can purchase The Gifted, which is your latest book.
Yes, my latest book, The Gifted, you can purchase it at Amazon.com, BKRoystonPublishing.com, or hit me up at JuliaRoyston.net.
All right, fabulous. Thank you so much, Julia, for stopping by the show.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. We'll,
we'll
be together again soon. Bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. All right. Awesome. All right, listeners, there you have it. Listen, we're going to be moving into our third segment. I'm telling you what, backed by popular demand, Larry Lack Henderson, we call him the hip-hop educator. He's back, the founder and CEO of Smart Music Entertainment. He has created a new sound of hip-hop music that is being used as a learning tool, a tool for learning. His first album, Lesson One, Hip-Hop and Education, hit Amazon bestseller list. Listen, he's here to talk about what's going on in his world right now. He's hanging out in the virtual green room. We're going to take a very, very quick commercial break, and then we're going to be back. Don't you go anywhere.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Spiritual Food for Thought, 31 Inspirational Quotes to Jumpstart Your Day by LaTanya Boyd, consists of inspirational messages that offer daily words of empowerment, promote spiritual growth and development in the Lord Jesus Christ for your day-to-day living. Spiritual Food for Thought, 31 Inspirational Quotes to Jumpstart Your Day, available now on Kindle, ebook, and paperback. Log on to www.latiboyd.com.
Hello, we are 123jobzone.com, an online job search portal. We are user-friendly, and if you're searching for a job, with us, it's easy as 123. Step 1, go to www.123jobzone.com and register as a job seeker. Step 2, once registered, upload your resumes. Step 3, get connected with employers looking for people like you who are ready and willing to work. Don't forget to follow 123 Job Zone on Twitter and Facebook to find out more about our upcoming job fairs. What are you waiting for? Stop by 123jobzone.com today. Good luck with your job search.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right. Welcome back. Welcome back again. Thanks for those that are listening in, coming in from Twitter, from Facebook, from Charvette.com, from my mobile app. We appreciate you always on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Follow me on Twitter, Twitter.com/Charvette. Connect with me on Facebook, Facebook.com/Charvette, or, of course, just Charvette.com. All right, going to the mic right now to bring our special guest on air again, back by popular demand. Hello, 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 Larry Henderson of Smart Music Entertainment. How you doing?
Yes. I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm awesome. We're glad to have you back on the show.
Yeah, you know, I appreciate you having me back. You know, once again, allowing me to use your platform. You know, it's greatly appreciated, and I'm just happy to be back. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're quite welcome. So where now kids are across the country are fully back to school, and we're now got to get back in that learning mode. Tell our listeners, again, how you came up with this concept of the hip-hop educator.
Well, you know, we started Smart Music Entertainment 6 years ago, and the purpose at that particular time was to put out music so that we can influence our kids to take learning and the process of high school and school a lot more seriously. And I was able to, you know, combine, you know, academic content over hip-hop beats, and, you know, that's, you know, we just began to put it out, and it's began, it crossed from the kids over to the regular hip-hop community.
Wow. So what has the hip-hop, the regular hip-hop community had to say? What kind of response have you heard?
You know, it's been great. You know what I mean? It's just been one of people appreciate the hip-hop music. They appreciate the hip-hop sound. And being that, you know, I am an MC and I'm an artist, they're able to understand that I'm not just trying to force educational content onto hip-hop beats. From a gimmick perspective, they know that I appreciate the art form, that I respect the hip-hop culture, so they appreciate that artistic side of it, and they really rock out to the music. You know, it's been nothing but love.
Wonderful. And you've been at different events, the African American Cultural Festival, and you were at a rally, a youth summit. Do you have any places that are coming up that have scheduled you that we can hear about?
Yes, you know, I know I'm going to be at a variety of colleges. I think I'm going to be at Morehouse. I'm going to be in Savannah, Georgia. I'm going to be in Boston. I'm going to be in California and Texas. And, you know, I have a variety of places. You know, everyone could go to the website, www.smart-hiphop.com. I know that my event schedule is on there because I don't want to start getting numbers messed up.
But, right.
You know, we'll be in Philly in a couple weeks. You know, we're just trying to, you know, take this. We're giving people positive music. We're giving people something else to feed on outside of the negative things that you normally hear. So, you know, we're just taking it all over and providing this music to as many people that would like to hear it.
You know, what comes to mind as you're talking and just the different venues and different outlets you've been able to share this with, when you saw what was happening in Ferguson and because of, you know, the legal situation and all of that and just the outcry and the peaceful protests and the, just the different things, did you have any response? Did you think, man, you know, what kind of response did you have as it relates to what you do?
Well, you know, it just let me know that I'm on the right side of the fight. But, you know, my general response was that, you know, I understand that, you know, black life is not as, especially black male life is not as respected as it should be in this country. You know, it's tragic. Even within our own community with all the killings that we're doing amongst ourselves, you know, that's tragic. I think there's a whole lot more to that story, though. It's not cut and dry at all. But we definitely don't want the community that's supposed to be taking care of us and supposed to have our, you know, supposed to protect and serve. We don't want them murdering us. You know what I mean? So my response, you know, I've been answering questions about the whole scenario. And it's just heartbreaking that people do not value black life. You know what I mean? It's, you know, they don't understand what it means to kill somebody. You know what I mean? It's like, it's, you know how impactful it is to murder somebody and then cover it up just because of your job description? You know, just taking all of these lives away from these families is just horrific. And, you know, we definitely have to do more so that we have to do more amongst ourselves so that people can start to respect us, you know, because asking is definitely not going to do the trick.
Agree. And we need more positiveness, more men like you, you know, positive, but still has the swag, still has the relatability. So kudos to you because we definitely, the media needs to see more of you, and hopefully that would alter some perceptions that people have, and that's why they put a lesser value perhaps on African-American life because the perception that they have been given is inaccurate. So, okay, I just wanted your opinion. I know that was a deep topic. I just wanted your opinion there.
You can go on for days about that, man.
Many shows about that. So let's talk about your new music and what you're working on now.
Lesson two, you know, we're putting the album out single by single because we live in this digital age and, you know, people aren't buying albums anymore, and I want people to hear the music. I want them to get it and not just lump it up with the rest of the album. So we're just hitting them. We hit them with Harriet Tubman. We have an anti-bullying theme out called Laugh of My Pain. You know, we just put Black Men Rock out. You know, we're just going to continue to hit people with, you know, educational, positive hip-hop music.
And so tell us about the Harriet Tubman piece.
Well, you know, Harriet Tubman, I did that. It's a small biography. You know, I frame it, if Harriet Tubman could rap, you know, this would be her song. You know what I mean? Because I try to channel her energy and tell her story and, you know, tell you about her life, tell you about the Underground Railroad, you know, tell you, you know, let people know that that was a resistance movement. You know, she wasn't just grabbing people in the middle of the night and running up north. You know, there were a lot of pieces to that puzzle, you know, a lot of things that she had to learn. There was a whole resistance community. It wasn't just Harriet Tubman. But, you know, I definitely wanted to honor her, pay homage to all of the things that she did. All of, you know, she just was an incredible lady. And, you know, she deserves proper respect. And people should know more about her story. And when you say Harriet Tubman, you should know about the Underground Railroad and know that it's not just a railroad station. And, you know, you should know, you know, about her and not just say, oh, what did she do? So this was just my attempt at informing people, educating our youth, letting them know that there has always been resistance fighters and that there has always been people in the struggle to help the, not just the Black community, but help the country grow.
Love it, love it, love it. All right, I love it. Hey there, if you're just tuning in, we see you coming in from Twitter and Facebook and all those great places. You are checking out the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and we're here chatting up with Larry Lack Henderson. Yes, 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 CEO of Smart Music Entertainment, the hip-hop educator. Tell them one more time how they can connect with you on your main website.
The website is www.smart-hiphop.com. That's www.smart-hiphop.com. I'm also at Twitter on Smart Hip Hop. I'm also on Facebook at Smart Music Entertainment. The YouTube channel is Smart Hip Hop Music. And the album Lesson 1 is available on Amazon and iTunes. And you can go to the website to hear the songs right now at your leisure. And that's www.smart-hiphop.com.
Wonderful. And so what we're going to actually let the listeners hear, I definitely want you to set this up so you are not alone on what we're going to let them hear. We're going to let them hear I Am Because We Are. Tell us about that.
Yes, this was a song that I wrote, you know, to address some of the things that our young men are going through. You know, they're hooking up, you know, people are saying they got ADHD, and by the time they're in first or second grade, they're hooked to Ritalin and hooked to different kind of drugs, and they become addicts because of this addiction at such a young age. And I wanted to bring that as well as other issues out into the open to let people know that you can't just start feeding these young men drugs in kindergarten because they're hyper. You know, that's a problem all over the country. So, you know, I'm just bringing more awareness to that. I have my 11-year-old daughter singing on it, beatboxing. You know, I really tried to get that authentic hip-hop feel to it. And, you know, this is I Am Because We Are.
I love it. We're going to let them hear that. But listen, I slipped on over. I love to do this live. I slipped on over to Amazon and checking out some of the reviews on Lesson 1. So some of the reviews on Lesson 1 that are out there, all five-star, listener, all five-star reviews. One person said, I would recommend this album to school systems and to all educational establishments. Another person said Lesson 1 creates an experience where real learning, enjoyment, and independent thinking takes place. And then there was another reviewer who said that they had always kind of been pretty tough on rappers and hip-hop artists, but it looks like it says, you are brilliant, cool, and totally, this is totally hip music. So big shout-out there for all the great reviews.
Yeah, definitely, man. That's, you know, I really appreciate the reviews. I really appreciate people taking the time to, first of all, listen to the music and then express their opinions about it. Everything helps, and, you know, I definitely appreciate the love. And, you know, it's extra motivation for us to do what we do.
Absolutely. I could not agree more. So the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence, and we want to know what continues to motivate you.
I am motivated by the people. I am motivated from a variety of things. Number one, when I go and see these kids and they can't read, you know, that happens a lot in urban communities, more than it should. 12-year-olds, 13-year-olds who can't spell, you know, different things that they should be able to, you know, that has been the most impactful thing, you know, outside of everybody else that I'm influenced and motivated by, you know, from Dr. Leonard Jeffries or Malcolm X, you know, and people of that nature. But the kids that are really struggling, that we've been meeting and from state to state, you know, that's the main drive at this point, because it's like they're the forgotten.
And it's after a certain age, after a certain grade, it's kind of like they just keep on rolling through the system almost. Like you said, forgotten.
Yeah, it is.
Wow.
There's so many school kids, man, from gang violence to single-parent homes to the education system not having any room for them, them not getting the proper nourishment. It's just a variety of things that's happening that, you know, it's just being overlooked. You know what I mean? From other different issues, from killings and cops killing us, and, you know. But these kids still need education. They still need to know their basics, and that's what I think is very important.
All right. Back to basics, ladies and gentlemen. Back to basics. All right. Tell the listeners one more time before we let them hear this single, how they can pick up digital download and all that for the current singles that are available for Lesson 2.
The current singles, you can go to the website, www.smart-hiphop.com, and you will get them from there. Once we've released all of the singles, then we're going to put it on Amazon and iTunes and things of that nature. But right now, you can still go out and get Lesson 1. It's still some positive educational hip-hop music for people to listen to.
All right. Wonderful. Well, we're glad we had a chance to chat with you again on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Cool. I appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome. All right, listeners, here we go. I am because we are.
Yeah. Smart music is the movement. A bad education, the reason some of us losing. A lot of young boys being misdiagnosed, but the school's G'ing off. I'm telling you it's a hoax. Hyped up and energetic, that don't mean slow. Keep it all G, that's common amongst the kinfolks. And dead Ritalin's equivalent to speed, when love and education's the medicine that we need. I proceed with the left, resembling Hotep. Black on both sides, still living it most deaf. Taking trades out of the hood so we built less, and looking outside, see extent of a field test. Whatever happened to the village concept? It's impossible to live without seeing beyond self. Understand that it's easier to build a strong child than repair a broke man.
All I wanna do is try to worry about the wrong part of man, but the pieces are on me. The fighting for the babies and the parents, trying to raise them as a warrior, thoughts that call for me. I am because we are.
It ain't a game, it's the life. From the 48 laws to the parables of Christ, all the war and the 42 negative confessions. The mind's the most dangerous of blessings, of knowledge is evolved. You holding the light, like beginning of Columbia flicks your torch bright. A vote is a voice, and them policies running your life. The 15th Amendment, to make them put up a fight. Knowledge yourself, I'm still seeking it. A lot of my dudes going ham, just ain't eating it. Soul is the angelic part of a man, so the flesh is the pet of an invisible hand. Son, I breathe like a fab joint, and I always say one plus your last point. Yeah, we do it for the kids, we do it for those who can't vote, cause the law's after the beds, writing letters to they whiz.
All I wanna do is try to worry about the law, about a man, but the beast is on me. I'm fighting for the babies and the parents, trying to raise them as a warrior, and it's all to cost me. I am because we are.
Yeah,
because I am.
I'm Your thoughts are costing weed. Yeah, ignoring the history. Standing at the podium looking over your sheeple. You keep it entertaining and they continue to feed you. Hood is the battleground, minds are the spoils of war. Ignorant bliss, the weapon that they use on the poor. School's diet plan, lacking all the vitamins. Fool you, tell them try again. Recognize what time we in. Kids losing lives, they want to arm the teachers. I guess they bang out in the hallway with a demon. Real men don't buy girls or put them on the front line so they can get shot in front of the world. The flow is unprecedented. Please understand, math got a message in it. It's smart music entertained with the lessons in it. We don't just talk about the future, we invest in it. Keep up with the regiment.
All I wanna do is try to worry about the law about a man, but the beast is on me.
There you have it. I am because we are by Lack. Pick it up. You can go to the main website for lesson two singles while they're coming out. So just get them as they're coming out. And, of course, you can always go to Amazon.com to pick up lesson one, Hip Hop and Education. Lesson one, Hip Hop and Education. You can also get various things there. You can see first some other singles from lesson one, first 25 presidents, slavery, other things. So just check it out, Congresswoman. Check it out there. Woo! Okay, today's show was awesome. We enjoyed all of our guests that tuned in, that came in and called in. And I'm telling you what, you should feel motivated. You should feel excited. And hopefully some type of influence took place today. So join us next week for another phenomenal show. Make sure you go to my main website, charvette.com. And you know what? Join my email list. You'll get one email once a week, 60 minutes, exactly 60 minutes before the show, that says, hey, tune in 60 minutes. If you listen to the show from a mobile phone, you know what's really cool? Just grab my mobile app. It's free in any of your app stores, Charvette. All you have to put in and free download. You can listen to the live show. You can listen to any past shows and all that good stuff. Make sure you connect with me on Facebook, facebook.com/Charvette, and twitter.com/Charvette. And stay on the lookout for hashtag Help Series. Be on the lookout for that. Hashtag Help Series. I'm going to be telling you more about that shortly. Hashtag Help Series. Be on the lookout for it. Until next time, peace and love.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you have been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Connect with her at charvette.com. And until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. The Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, signing off.